Yes.
I am sustained by the love of God. Here's the answer to every question, every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. I am sustained by the love of God. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but your Creator. In this world, your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols like pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked and knowing the right people. That's where your faith is usually placed. And an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure body identification. All these things are songs of praise to the ego, fearful mind. Do not put your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked. It will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world. It will raise you into a climate of perfect peace and safety. The love of your Creator for you, the love of God for you, will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the child of God. Don't put your faith in money, pills, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. It will fail you. Put all of your faith in the love of God within you. It is eternal. It is changeless. It is forever unfailing. This is the answer to whatever confronts you right now. This is the answer to whatever's confronting you right now. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. It is a declaration of release from the belief in fear and false ideas and worry. I am sustained by the love of God. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. For 10 minutes at least, twice today, let this idea, I am sustained by the love of God, repeat it, let it sink deep into your consciousness. Think about that you are sustained by the love of your Creator. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize that this is true. Allow peace to flow over you. Allow peace to flow over you. Like a blanket of protection, allow peace to flow over you. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your peaceful mind. That's the kingdom of heaven. Having no cares, no worries, no anxieties, no fears, no depressions, no sense of loneliness. That's your resting place, where your Father has placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. Feels so good to be here with you. We're going to be on page 341. We're going to be on page 342, paragraph 6. I'm going to go through this really slowly. It's only talking about loving relationships and fearful relationships. And it's talking about how to remove the fear by recognizing the games that we play to make ourselves afraid in relationships. And that's the same as saying being in relationships that we don't have peace in. It's very important, if you're new to the course, or even if you're not, to keep in mind that the directions for how to study the course is that you don't have to believe it, and you don't have to welcome it. And some of it you're gonna resist, find hard to believe, and startling. That's very important. I can't emphasize that enough, how important remembering that is if you're going to study A Course in Miracles. Because these are radically different ways of saying things. And it's so different that if you believe that you have to believe it in order to hear it, then you may not hear very much of it. Because it's very different. Like, let's take the first sentence, for instance. It says, the special relationship is a strange and unnatural fear device. Ego means fear. It's a device that a person uses to join hell and heaven and make them indistinguishable. In other words, I join fear with love, and now I don't really know whether I have fear or whether I have love. And the attempt to find the imagined best of both worlds, the world of love and the world of fear, has merely led to fantasies of love and fantasies of fear. So we have the inability to perceive either fear as what it is, he says, or love as what it is. The truth is, I don't really know when I'm afraid.